It is October 13th, and we are at Orlando's Coming Out with Pride at Lake Eola, Orlando, Florida. My name is Bianca Wilhelm, and I have the pleasure of speaking with
Henry Perez
and
Hubert Singer.
Okay, so can you start off by telling me your age and if you label your sexual orientation or gender identity and your pronouns? So.
Okay, my age is 69. Okay, and what was the other question?
Sexuality.
Oh, I am gay, and
pronouns. Just like he, him, hers, however you prefer to be called.
I'd be preferred by my first name. Okay.
Cool.
And yep. Yeah. Sorry. And age and sexuality.
My name is Hubert Singer, and I'm 79, and I prefer men, and I think it's been like that for as long as I can remember.
So, to start off with, have either of you participated in Pride events before?
Yes.
Okay. Have you also?
Yes.
Awesome. When did you guys first start, like, going to Pride events?
San Francisco, back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Pride in San Francisco also, with Grace Jones singing I Need a Man.
So, I know nothing about that, I'm sorry.
By the way, you are awesome.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I guess to start off with, how have you seen Pride change from, like, the first Pride events you went to?
Well, it's grown immensely. At one time, San Francisco would have probably been it, and now every little town has got one.
Yeah.
And I think it's wonderful.
Yes, I've seen the progress up to now. It's just amazing that people are not afraid to come out and let people know who they are.
Yeah, awesome. And then can you kind of briefly tell me how you came to identify as gay? Briefly tell me how you came to identify as gay.
Okay.
And came to kind of be out as gay. So who wants to go first?
I feel it was just my childhood. I felt that from the moment I can remember, just seemed I like boys. And that would be at 6, 7, 8, or 9. So it's been with me, seems like forever. I didn't really want to recognize it then, because you weren't allowed to in the 40s and 50s. But eventually, I became that and moved to California, which was a place where you could be that and not be picked on.
So, around when did you come out?
When I said it to myself, about 13, 14.
And did you experience sort of a backlash at all?
Oh, yes, because it was very noticeable that I was not one of the boys in high school. So you quickly get picked on and bullied very quickly. But you live with it. You have no choice.
And so, I guess same question.
I think it stems to genetics. My mother has told me that it predominantly runs in her family, that she knew when I was born I'd be gay. Sounds odd, but she told me. And I grew up being bullied in grade school, and people were calling me, odd names.
Yeah.
And by then I knew something was, changed in me. And as far as I know, quite a bit of my life, I knew I was gay. And I knew when I see films, I was always attracted to men on films. But I also was attracted to women. So it was a split decision. But by the time I was 17, 18, I barely knew that I was, preferred men.
Okay. And so I guess for you, since you, your mom said she knew, like, from the moment you were born that you would be gay, did you experience more support from your family?
Support from my mother, support from my family. My father was against me, kept telling my mother that she, he was raising a son, not a daughter. Because my mother would take me to her nails, beauty shop, shopping, you know, all the womanly things. And I was her mama's boy. I'm still mama's boy. I'm going to see her in this coming week.
Oh, I'm glad. See, kind of staying on somewhat on the topic of pride, as you probably saw, like, at this pride and some other prides, you'll see, like, a lot more companies coming here. Like, I think there's, like, a Walmart booth and an Amazon booth and all that. And then, like, 2 days ago was the National Coming Out Day, and a lot of companies were, like, on social media, you know, using the National Coming Out hashtag or whatever. How do you kind of feel about that, about companies sort of being so much more prevalent in queer spaces like Pride?
I think it's wonderful because it's actually opening us to the world. I think it's a great move for us because they're just giving us more support and advertising our sexuality. And so it's very positive.
I feel the same. I feel the more that we can get from the community, the better off that we are, because we can give something to the community. I think that if we're kept hiding, the community cannot get out of us what they invested, which is education and the time and the things that the community pays taxes for. They'll never get it back if they don't accept what they've educated. So they're getting more out of their money since they going to put us through school and maybe college and other types of things. I was in the military. I did it all. So I just think it's wonderful that they can accept everybody.
And also, they are money machines. And everyone's money is the same.
Yeah.
So I think it's very smart of them to include us in the money machine. So they're smart. They got it going.
So do you think the queer community, its allies, are doing a good enough job at fighting for all of its members? Or do you think there's, like, places we could improve?
There's always room for improvement, but also, as we stand right now, they're doing an incredible job, and they improve every year or more. They just seem to know where to go and how to help us along. They are doing a wonderful job.
And the more that they know about us and to bring us out into the community, the more people in the community will accept us. I mean, people I can talk to now who are just as straight as can be. I invited them today. They were apparent about coming. They didn't come, but I know I can talk to them about it. And they don't want to beat me up or shoot me. Well, I would never have done that 10, 20, 30 years ago. Never.
So, do you think you've grown as a person since sort of coming to identify as gay?
Oh, I have definitely grown as a person. I've become more secure. I've become more knowing what our community and us are doing for each other and also the world. It's just, I think it's, we are really on the right path.
And I agree with them. The more that we can do our acceptance, the more we can do for the community. We can pick up a trash bag. We can help somebody. We can be part of the community. The more they show me they like me, then the more I'm going to like them. And we all need each other because it's becoming a very complex world.
Okay. And so one last question. If you could go back and talk to yourself, you know, as a child, as you're coming to accept your sexuality, what would you say to yourself now?
What I personally would say to myself, yes, that I am glad I was born this way, and I've just created a path for other people to accept themselves. I'm not afraid of my identity. I've never been afraid. I have been myself, and people have learned to accept me, who I am, and what do I am.
Thank you.
And the same here. I feel as he does, that I really don't know how I could have been different. It just seemed that this was the way that I went. I don't know why I liked what I liked and why I liked it, but 12 and 13 in the 40s was a period. And I just seemed like normal. I knew I was different, but it didn't seem to bother me to do it.
Oh, I actually have one more question. I know you mentioned, I don't know if you were also there, but you said you guys were involved in like a march for a senator. You were just talking before.
No, we, when you first started this program here, I can't remember what his name was, but he was running for be a congressman from Florida.
Yes.
And he asked us, because he went to the Parman House, we met him there, and he was getting a lot of reviews, and when we were here, would we march with him in the parade representing equality of Florida? I said, sure. And we did. Actually, we marched 2 years in a row.
When was this?
That'll be at least 10 years ago.
Okay. Cool. And then, so we're talking about 10 years ago, you guys marched.
I forget what his name was.
Very nice, tall man. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit what it was like then, like marching even 10 years ago?
Where there weren't as big as it is now, and he'd gotten a group of people started like you. Most of them were young. I venture to say we were granddads for all of them. But I wanted to be with him. I met him at the club because he was making a showing there and getting people to like him and blah, blah. And I thought, why can't I walk with him and for him? I'm gay, so, and if he's willing at his young age to put himself in Tallahassee, why can't I walk with him? So I did.
And then were you also involved in that march?
Yes, I was.
And then do you have any memories of it?
Oh, of course. It seems like it was just yesterday. Yes, I have good memories, and it's basically equality for all of us.
Do you remember his name by any chance?
No.
Okay.
It seemed like David, but I'm not sure.
Potentially a David.
Potentially David. Tall guy. He was just a congressman here in Senate in Florida.
And so was he running as an openly queer senator, or?
No, not a senator. He was elected here, I guess, to be a representative in Congress. He wasn't a commissioner. He was representing us in Tallahassee.
Okay, gotcha. But was he openly queer?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so he was openly queer. Cool. And was he?
And he had his friend with him, and his friend marched, and the two of them had together, I guess, really built this little group up and got it going.
Cool. And was that the first time you had seen like an openly queer person like running in politics, basically?
No, because I had met the commissioner.
Who was it?
That is Sheehan.
Okay, thank you.
Her. Uh-huh. At the club, and think there was one more, but they were the most, at that time, the most openly people I had ever met. Putting themselves out, letting people know, and not ashamed to do it. And I thought, wow, this is wonderful. Why can't I go out there and march with them?
Awesome. Well, I think that's all the questions I have, so thank you both so much for your time.
But I was having so much fun.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I see you having a good time.
Yeah.